Good morning. This is your conference operator. Welcome to Acosta Verde First Quarter 2023 Earnings Conference Call. After the speaker's remarks, we will open the floor for questions. If you'd like to ask a question during this time, you may register by pressing star one on your telephone keypad, and you may press star two if you'd like to remove your question from the queue. Please note that this conference is being recorded and will be available for replay at www.grupoav.com. It's now my pleasure to turn the call over to your host, Mr. Edgar Maldonado, Grupo Acosta Verde's Chief Financial Officer. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, operator, and good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us to review Acosta Verde First Quarter 2023 consolidated results. I'm joined on today's call by a few members of our executive team, including Jesús Acosta Castellanos, our CEO of the company, and Hernán Perina Vega, our General Counsel and Operations Director. Yesterday, we issued a quarterly report, and we hope that you had enough time to analyze it before the call. All the reports are available on our website via investor section. If you want to be included in the distributions, please do not hesitate to contact us at investor@grupoav.com. Before we start, I'm going to mention that during this conference call, we will mention metrics and adjustments that are not defined by IFRS, so they do not represent a financial analysis of the results in accordance with IFRS, and were mentioned only to measure the operating performance of the company. It is possible that certain future statements or subjective analysis are made during the call, as well as statements that may involve some risk and uncertainty. These expectations, beliefs, and projections are expressed in a good faith basis and with the understanding that the management team considers that it is reasonable to hope for them. However, we cannot assure that such expectations and projections will materialize. Therefore, the actual results could materially differ from what is expressed or indicated by any future estimates. Following the remarks, we will open the call for questions. I would like to turn the call over to Jesús Acosta.
Thank you, Edgar. I am pleased to be with you in this year-opening report and to share with you our performance during the first quarter of 2023. At Grupo Acosta Verde, we continue growing, focused on preserving the company's solid liquidity and maintaining our strength in the operation of our shopping centers, thus achieving a solid financial performance that is tangible in our results. Grupo Acosta Verde had a positive first quarter of 2023, with improvements in operational and financial performance compared to the same quarter of the previous year. Overall, the company's NOI and operating EBITDA experienced double-digit growth. Moreover, the occupancy rate, foot traffic, and vehicle registrations demonstrated a positive trend, indicating a strong performance in the shopping center's operation. Additionally, the company prepaid significant debt during the quarter and distributing extraordinary dividends, demonstrating its financial stability and commitment to shareholder returns. Later on, further information regarding these indicators will be provided by Hernán and Edgar. 2023 first quarter has been a period of significant progress for Grupo Acosta Verde and changes in the national economy. The nearshoring in Mexico and Tesla's new Gigafactory in Nuevo León present exciting opportunities for our company. We have more than 70% of our GLA in areas that are benefiting and will benefit from these investments, especially in Sendero Santa Catarina, located in the same area as the Gigafactory. With the above, we expect to see a positive impact on our company and the economy in general. On an ESG matter, during the first quarter, we continued with our cybersecurity training plan. We implemented the 2023 organizational climate survey. We continue advancing with our project of replacing LED lighting and implementation of equipment with lower water consumption. In collaboration with our old tenants, We implemented a plan for installation of water meters for each tenant in all of the Sendero shopping centers, with the objective of identifying cases of inefficiencies and incorporate operational improvements. To date, we published our third annual sustainability report, in which we present the results for 2022. This also represents our communication on progress for the Global Compact in monitoring the way in which Acosta Berry collaborates in compliance with the 10 principles and the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. We believe that our strong financial performance, strategic decisions, and ESG initiatives will enable us to create long-term value for our stakeholders. We are committed to maintaining our leadership position in the shopping center industry and pursuing opportunities that align with our values and vision. All the achievements that we are going to present, along with the above, are a proof of the resilience of our business model, reflecting the high commitment of our Acosta Verde team and the great ability to progress and adapt to any situation that may arise. Thank you for trusting us, and I assure you that we will continue working to always deliver the best results. We are aware that this is a constant job that requires continuous effort, but we are committed to this goal. Now, we will go with the operational indicators we are not telling you. Please turn on.
Thank you, Jesus. The operational highlights for Costa Verde for the first quarter of 2023 showcase the progress that the company has made in improving its performance indicators compared to the previous year. Costa Verde reported a GLA of 442,000 square meters, comprised by 17 properties, with an occupancy rate of 93.2%, which is 1.7 percentage points higher than 91.6% reported in the first quarter of 2022. This increase in occupancy rate reflects the company's successful efforts in generating traffic, which in turn means attracting additional tenants to our shopping centers and ultimately translating into higher revenues. During the first quarter of 2023, the company recorded approximately 23.3 million visitors, a 2.5% increase from the first quarter in 2022. Such traffic represents 91% when compared to pre-pandemic levels in same shopping centers. We feel very confident that our strides reconvene to 2019 traffic levels. Acosta Verde's parking lots have also seen a positive trend, with approximately 5.4 million vehicles registered in the first quarter of 2023. This represents a 10% increase when compared to the vehicles accounted for during the same quarter of 2022. Another notable data point regarding parking lot performance in the portfolio is the fact that our car traffic this quarter was 4.5% higher than those accounted for in the same quarter in 2019. Among other factors, this is a strong indication of the company's ability to adapt to changing market conditions. From a lease spread perspective, during the first quarter 2023, the company secured a lease spread of 5.4% based on over 25,000 square meters replaced and renewed during the quarter. Last, but certainly not least, Acosta Verde's collections have been remarkable, achieving a collection efficiency of 99.6% compared to quarterly invoicing. This is a strong indication that the company is efficiently managing its resources and has a strong tenant relationship. Now, we can move and to our financial results with Edward.
Thank you, Glenn. For the financial highlights, the company NOI for the first quarter of 2023 reached 297 million pesos, a 23% increase compared to the result of the same period last year, with 232 million pesos. The NOI margin for the first quarter of 2023 was 88%. As usual, we disappointed the information that the information presented referring to NOI is on a cash flow basis and it's not on an accrual basis. Even though some companies present NOI on a good basis, we consider that the accuracy, transparency, and the decision-making purposes, NOI should be reflected on a cash flow basis. For good data indicators for the first quarter of 2023, the cost of the reach in total revenues 335 million pesos, increasing 16% from 189 million pesos same period 2022. Additionally, the company operating EBITDA for the first quarter of 2023, which 207 million pesos, representing a 22% increase or 38 million pesos increase compared to the same quarter of the previous year. The operating EBITDA margin for the first quarter of 2023 was 60%, a 3% increase from the same period last year. For the first quarter of 2023, the cost of this loan to value show a positive trend comparing year over year, decreasing 1% point from 50% to 14%. Total debt at the end of March 2023 was 4,994 million pesos, decreasing 14% or 719 million pesos compared with the same period last year, mainly due to the prepayment of Sendero Mexicali and the trust 2015 Solan Costops loans, which drove 480 million pesos during the quarter. This strategic decision has strengthened our finances, and to pay the loans, we have been able to cover the interest we were paying. We will hopefully have a positive impact on our cash flow. We are committed to maintaining a prudent and responsible approach to debt management, and we continue to look for ways to optimize our capital structure in the future. After subtracting our cash and equivalent for the total debt, we are left with a total net debt of 2,056 million pesos. It's important to note that the total debt is denominated in Mexican pesos, or approximately 85% of our cash and equivalent for the total US dollars. Now, another matter, for instance, the company whose extraordinary dividend was authorized for 125 million pesos, which was accelerated, I think, in April 2023. At the end of March 2023, the cost of our disposition was 2,754 million pesos, a 19% decrease, or 660 million pesos less than the balance in December 2022. The decrease is due to the payment of Mexicali and Trust 2015 to Anchor Store loans and lower exchange rate, which negatively affected the balance of by 204 million pesos. We have maintained a prudent approach in the use of resources, concentrating on preserving their liquidity and promoting the recovery of the main operating metrics of the shopping centers. Our outlook for the industry is positive, and we trust we will find a great opportunity to pursue an investment to get the investors as a satisfactory return. To conclude our presenting remarks, I would like to thank you all for taking the time to listen to our presentation today. We look forward to answering any questions you may have during the Q&A session. With that said, let's move to the Q&A session. Operator, please.
Thank you. At this time, we'll be conducting a question and answer session. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. A confirmation tone will indicate your line is in the question queue. You may press star 2 if you'd like to remove your question from the queue. For participants using speaker equipment, it may be necessary to pick up your handset before pressing the star keys. One moment, please, while we poll for questions. There are no questions at this time. I would like to turn the call back over to Edgar Maldonado for closing comments.
That will conclude our program. Thank you for joining us today. If you have any further questions, please feel free to reach us. We appreciate your time and hope you have a great day.
This concludes today's conference. You may disconnect your lines at this time, and we thank you for your participation.